T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I usually get to my office and I collect up materials that I'll need for that day. And then I'm itinerant, so I go to different schools.
And so begins another day for not just another teacher.
I usually head to Shawnee Mission East because that's normally my first school anyway this last year. And I'll be there for an Algebra 2 class. And then I will work with the student on other things that she needs. Then I will typically go to a middle school that I have a student at. I'll help him in algebra. I do a lot with the math with the kids because math is so visual. Then I work with him directly after that on other skills he needs.
Did you ever think of algebra as visual? Think about it. Imagine you couldn't write out the equations.
Imagine you couldn't physically see it as you cancel things out and move them from one side of the equation to the other. That's why there's Jerry.
My name is Jerry Heil, and I am a teacher of the visually impaired in the Shawnee Mission School District.
Jerry's not just a teacher, she's the teacher.
And you have just been named Braille Teacher of the Year.
Yes.
That's a big deal.
How does one become Braille Teacher of the Year?
Well, someone nominated me. It could have been a peer. It could have been a peer. I think it was someone I worked with. But then parents have to write letters. And then a committee of the Braille Institute, they decide from the people that have been nominated who would win, and I won this year.
Were you surprised when you heard that she had been selected as the Braille Teacher of the Year?
The only thing that surprised me about it is she's so humble, because that's the first word that I think of when I think of Jerry, because it's never about Jerry. It's always about her students.
That's Jenny Lohr. Jenny's son is middle school aged. He's blind, and Jerry is his teacher.
Well, she teaches in Braille. Math is kind of her specialty, and Braille math is extremely difficult to teach. So she spends a lot of time one-on-one teaching him multiple subjects in Braille, and one of them being Braille math.
Now, maybe we should credit Jerry's mom a little bit with the fact that Jerry is now Braille Teacher of the Year.
A long time ago, when I was a teenager, my mom was big into us volunteering. She found a volunteer opportunity at a day camp in Swope Park for blind kids. So I did that for 10 years every summer. And then I kind of got away from it and did a lot of other things. But then I saw an ad in the newspaper for someone to learn Braille just as a volunteer. So I did that. Consequently got the job at Shawnee Mission as a Braillist, and then went back and got my master's, and now I'm a teacher.
But Jerry is a lot more than a teacher. Just listen to the words her students use to describe her.
Caring, that she's devoted, fun, that she's inspiring.
And the best part of her job, the thing that really makes her light up?
It might surprise you. Then again, knowing Jerry, maybe it shouldn't. When our Person of the Week continues next.
Navigating life without sight is difficult. We are so sight-oriented. And the fact that these students do it with such grace, and they're resilient, and they're optimistic, I mean, it gets to me every day.
Jerry Heil is a teacher in the Shawnee Mission School District.
Not just a teacher of the visually impaired, which goes far beyond the ABCs.
It's a mentorship, I feel like.
Jenny Lohr's son, Augie, is one of Jerry's students.
Because they spend so much one-on-one time together, so they really develop that relationship. It's more like a mentorship that she has with each one of her kids.
Can you talk about learning life skills that you have to teach people to go out and be independent?
That's a big part of what we teach. In fact, a colleague and I have started a cooking club. We do it at Alpha Point. And once a month, we teach kids cooking skills, because there's different skills involved when you can't see, you know, when you're going to use knives and ovens and stoves and that kind of thing. And it's a big part of what we teach, because what we want at the end of the day is for our students to live a life that they want to live and to be independent as they can.
And Jenny says Jerry understands how hard that can be for the visually impaired, to do things that you and I simply take for granted.
It's such a challenge to think of them getting a job someday, because it's a sighted world out there. And it's very difficult, and the statistics are so much against you. But she is fighting for your kid to be able to go to college and to get a job.
You have to wonder, though, how does a sighted person like Jerry understand what it's like to be blind so she can better teach someone who really is?
Several years ago, when I was doing my orientation mobility, we have to go through a course where we're blindfolded, and then we used the cane, and I got so I could really listen and tell what was going on with traffic patterns around me. The minute I took the blindfold off, it was all sight again. Sight is very overriding sense, and it allows us to take in so much at once. If you're blind, you have to take like the parts of a tree. You might feel the bark, you might feel the leaf, you might feel a branch, and then you've got to put that into an image of a tree. Whereas we see the whole tree, and then we see the parts.
What do we get wrong with the blind? What do we do that insults them even though we don't mean to?
There's quite a few things. I have a friend that's blind, and when people will talk to me instead of her, you know, what does she want to eat? I always just say, ask her. Talk louder, as if because I'm blind, I might not be able to hear you.
I have a friend who's blind who, if he has to ask who just came in, who's there, I think he is annoyed when you say to him, can't you tell?
Yeah.
Don't you know?
Do you know who this is?
Yeah.
Because they are not an expert at all the voices they've ever heard. Even with my kids, I'm fairly sure they know my voice. They probably hear it way too much, but I'll always say, you know, this is Miss Sile. How's it going? They also don't like it when if you're talking to them and you walk away and don't tell them, because then they will continue to talk and then they feel like an idiot.
What don't we know about the blind community, if I can call it that, in Kansas City?
I think it's bigger than people realize. And I think, like you say, the resources that are available in schools, people don't know about my job. I had somebody at one point said that, well, Shawnee Mission doesn't teach Braille. Like, yeah, they do.
We actually moved here specifically to this school district, Shawnee Mission School District, mainly because of Jerry, because of the services she provided.
Best part of your job?
Oh, working with the kids. When you get in that zone and everything else kind of falls away. And
what's that moment like when the kid gets it?
Oh, that's the reason I do it. You know, we've gone over some tough algebra concept over and over and over, and then it's like, oh, I got it. That's where it's at.
She's added so much to my family. She's such a blessing to all of us, and I don't think that we, as parents, could have given him what Jerry's given him.
Wow.
Like, he couldn't be who he is today without her. We needed her, and I'm so grateful for her.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.